Australia has one of the highest electricity prices in the developed world. And regardless of who you speak to, listen to, or read, past and present government policies have been insufficient to tackle the huge increases in prices or even prepare the country for the future in order to avoid a repeat of South Australia's power blackout earlier this year. Experts say years of political indecisiveness, poorly designed and managed regulatory institutions that lack independence and credibility, as well as rising costs of the network, are just some of the factors why consumers are paying more for their power bills. The International Energy Agency's latest report puts Australia in 11th place with most expensive electricity prices in the OECD countries. So how did we get to this stage?
The reality is that the cost of electricity has been rising year on year since about 2006-2007, and that is due to a range of different factors. Network prices have been increasing more and more as we've been building more and more poles and wires, and we have to pay for those. There have been increases in the amount that we pay to retailers to deliver electricity to ourselves. There has been increases in the amount of government schemes that there have been, which we then pay for through our electricity bills. And finally, in the last couple of years, the cost of generating that electricity has gone up significantly. So there is a wide range of factors, which means that electricity prices have increased at above inflation rates. And that means that we are now paying a lot more for electricity than some of our international colleagues.
That's David Blowers, Energy Fellow at the Grattan Institute. Mr. Blowers says the rising cost of maintaining the network and transportation is to blame.
Over 40% of the increase in the bill is down to the networks, and over 40% of your bill is actually made up of the cost of transporting electricity.
So will the government's National Energy Guarantee help reduce the prices? And what does it actually mean?
The National Energy Guarantee contains two parts. One is it puts an obligation on retailers to meet the emissions reductions required by Australia's electricity sector. And there is a second obligation that requires retailers to make sure that we have enough generation in the system to meet very high periods of demand. This scheme only impacts on one part of your bill, which is the wholesale cost of electricity, the amount that it costs to generate that electricity. Hopefully, by having a national energy guarantee in place, what it does is provide certainty to industry. They build more generation, and because there's more generation going into the market at the moment, that creates more competition, and that brings prices down in that part of the market. However, the wholesale market only makes up about 20 to 30% of your bill, and there have been price rises across other parts of the electricity supply chain, such as the networks and retailers and various government schemes and subsidies, which this scheme will not address.
But Mr. Blowers is hopeful the NEG will address one of the factors that's been affecting electricity prices.
One of the biggest problems that we've had in electricity over the last couple of years is that we've had a complete and utter policy mess. That has meant that people have not been investing in generation, and that has meant that we have got into a situation where electricity prices on the wholesale market have gone up. Now, if Labor agrees to this plan and the plan goes through as it in the form that it looks like it is at the moment, then you can see that certainty coming back into the industry, and industry starting to invest in new generation. And when they invest, that will hopefully increase competition in the market and drive electricity prices down. So it does go some of the way to helping reduce electricity prices, but there are a whole range of other factors that also need to be addressed at the same time.
He also says the scheme is likely to encourage investment in clean energy and will take the industry away from coal. But Carbon and Energy Markets Director Bruce Mountain doesn't believe the government's NEG would lead to a reduction in electricity prices.
I think it's quite clearly a policy designed to continue to create demand for coal generators when the market no longer values their production. That's, to my mind, very clearly what the intention of the policy is.
Mr. Mountain says Australia ranks higher than 11th, and the data used in the International Energy Agency's report is flawed.
I don't believe 11 is the right number. I think South Australia is the most expensive in the OECD, and I think New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland occupy probably the five out of the 10 most expensive states for power. The OECD numbers, I can't comment on their calculation in other countries, but their calculation for Australia is not correct. The data that was given to them is simply not correct. It has some flaws in the methodology used in its calculation. And the information was compiled by the Australian Energy Markets Body, and their methodology is flawed, as I have documented. They assume that customers are all supplied on their retailers' cheapest offers, which is obviously an implausible assumption to make. And in addition, the prices they have registered are now 2.5 years old, and we know electricity prices have increased sizably since then. So conclusion that we're on the 11th of the top 30 is wrong.
He also adds that it's unacceptable for a developed and wealthy country such as Australia to make such chronic errors in its measurements.
My view is that's systematic across a lot of the regulatory oversight of the energy sector, and as I have set out in various articles, I believe those flaws exist not just in the measurement of prices, but in policy development.
But Mr. Mountain adds that if the government is serious about fixing our electricity prices, they need to follow the advice they've already received.
I believe Alan Finkel's report was a measured and reasonable report. If the government is unable to follow it, I think they should say they're unable to govern. But I can't gainsay Dr. Finkel's advice. I think it's reasonable advice. And I think the starting point for the implementation or for bringing about the change would be to follow his advice. That's at a high level. I also believe institutional changes are needed in the way we oversee electricity prices. I don't believe that the bifurcation between the Energy Markets Commission and the Australian Energy Regulator is appropriate. I think we need a significant institutional changes. So I think once the government is able to broach that, we'll have a prospect of some improvement, but they haven't been.